Hi, everyone. Welcome to Type Talks. Today we have Irene, and she has a humongous YouTube channel, and it is wondrous, and I'll have it linked below. She teaches people how to apply for K-pop auditions, and I'm wondering if you could tell us a bit about you.
Well, hi, I'm Irene, and I, as mentioned before, make videos about helping people for K-pop auditions and just creating information-based content, not really MBTI content, but I really do enjoy learning about the different types, connecting them to myself and the people around me as well.
Really awesome. Oh my gosh, her channel is humongous. And so I'm thinking of expanding this interview series to people who are not directly interacting with the MBTI space, but like people who love MBTI, but are bigger creators in the space as well. As Irene has a YouTube channel the size of Godzilla because she has like so many subscribers. It's nice to be in the presence of YouTube celebrities such as yourself. So audience members, if you have any YouTubers who you want me to interview, feel free to let me know if they like Typology and they're also a YouTube channel, like Irene's wonderful channel, because I think that would be really cool to get more people involved in the space who love type. I believe you identify as a ESTJ, right? But you're more socially introverted with certain parts of your life too, which a lot of people with ESTJ preferences tend to identify with. And so you actually know a little bit about the functions, and I was like, wow. But yeah. I was wondering, what is your experience of extroverted thinking, TE?
You know? Okay, so I feel like I use extroverted thinking in various ways within my life, just like expressing my thoughts the way I just want to, almost with no filter, I guess you could say. And I guess I rarely ever conceal any part of myself or any thoughts, in which I guess isn't the most welcoming situation when meeting new people. But I think in some ways, when it comes to my YouTube channel, my viewers also appreciate this side of using extroverted thinking, just because all of the information that I give has to be with honesty, even if it isn't something that they want to hear. It is honest facts, I guess. And yeah, I just also like having a sense of control, I guess, just within my work, almost every aspect of my life. And yeah, that's how I would connect it to my function.
That is excellent indeed. You create quite a bunch of YouTube videos and they're really, really good. You're pretty good at being consistent and you're good at also being very clear and concise to your audience members. And they're very entertaining. Your YouTube videos are very entertaining.
Thank you. Yours as well.
Oh, thanks. And so Irene, what is your experience of introverted sensing?
Yeah, so I guess it kind of connects to extroverted thinking in a way, but just doing things the way I've always done them, I guess. Familiarity is definitely something that I prioritized within my work and I enjoy in most circumstances. And I guess it's also like comforting in a way to just like go with whatever you're familiar with. And if I like one thing, I'll just stick with it and not really take risks that I'm not super comfortable with, I guess.
Good job, Irene. You really know the functions.
I'm learning them.
Yeah, you learned them well. Wow, I'm very impressed. You have a really impressed choice here. Because not a lot of people outside of the direct niched MBTI community know about it that well. And I'm like, wow, you're a rare breed. You are one of those exotic rare animals. But I'm not saying that you're an animal. I'm just saying that it's like very rare to meet someone who is able to talk the lingo so well. Mm-hmm. It's like very surprising. 10 gold stars. And so what is your experience of extroverted intuition?
Honestly, I feel like I don't really use a lot of intuition, I guess, both extroverted and introverted. Could you provide me with a short description of extroverted intuition?
Yeah, extroverted intuition, sometimes it can be reinventing the wheel if it's used in a strong spot. But like for the ESTJ, it's a little bit on the lower slots. Mm-hmm. So extroverted intuition, how it shows up sometimes in ESTJs is you'll have like the way that you always do things, but you'll figure out a way to slightly twist it or a way to slightly modify it or to make it a little bit new. So that's extroverted intuition sometimes. It's just tweaking, refining, remixing the recipe that you already have.
No, I did not know this. Definitely not learning something.
Yay! Yeah. Let me know if it matches your experiences too. I want to make sure like it.
I think it does actually. I wouldn't say it's like super strong as compared to like extroverted thinking and introverted sensing, but yeah, it definitely does occur, just not as much.
Fascinating. And how do you experience introverted feeling?
I guess I would rather just share my emotions to myself instead of like expressing that to others. And let's say just even when I'm like under a great deal of stress, I would rather deal with it alone, I guess. And I feel like it also confuses with like rather if I'm an ESTJ or an ISTJ, which I am sometimes conflicted by, because FI is typically viewed as more like reserved and more so like private.
That makes me really curious. What is your relationship with your feelings?
I don't know how to describe this or word this, but like I mentioned below, or below, what am I saying? Before, I just keep it to myself, I guess. I'm not really that open when it comes to emotions. But at the same time, I'm not really, it's not like I'm fearful to share my emotions, I guess. I would just rather not.
Yeah, because there's something for you. They're not to broadcast to everyone and everything.
Yeah.
Well put, Erin. And so I'm wondering, what about the ESTJ profile really resonated with you, where you're like, wow, type is real?
I guess like they're almost like a leader in some sense. That kind of resonated with me, but like this is the specific description for that also really resonated. And then I guess more so about like the extroverted thinking part of it, where people aren't really like fearful to share their own self as they are, that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is true. People with good extroverted thinking tend to be very proficient leaders, and they may not always step into leadership, but when there's a void of leadership, they can handle it really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in your videos, you're really confident too. And something that people who have extroverted thinking really high up do is they can speak very confidently. Mm-hmm. They have a very confident tone when they talk, just because it's like, I don't know, it's like ESTJs are very good at actually like speaking with confidence. They sound like they know what they're saying, which is what makes them also good leaders too. Because if you have a leader who talks in a very doubting, nervous tone, people won't listen to that person. Because it's like, does that person actually know what they're doing? I don't know if we want to follow them.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome that you are leadership material. You also told me about how you can relate to the bossiness that is in the ESTJ profile too. Right. And I'm wondering if you could go into that.
Okay, so I feel like the most relevant, I guess, thing that connects is like I'm within like the leadership program within my band. And I feel like a lot of that relates to how I'm an ESTJ. The role itself is literally called executive, which I think is kind of funny because ESTJs are titled as that. But yeah, I just, I guess, want a sense of control, and that kind of just is within me at any moment, at any occasion, I guess, with anyone. So in that sense, I would say that I'm bossy.
You have a leadership role called the executive. What do you do in that role?
Oh my God, so many different things. Just like until today, I was like working on workshops for a band. It's a lot of work, but definitely worth it, hopefully.
Wow. What do you do during those workshops?
Well, this workshop is specifically for like clinics. So we invite like, you know, just people that know about the instrument and have clinics, and then just kind of guide that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So by guiding, do you like help people? So you help guide them through using their instruments?
Oh, no, I'm not really like, that's just like for the clinicians themselves. But I guess I would say, yeah, we just kind of plan that stuff. And later on, there will be like activities, and we have to be like group leaders, things like that, I guess, kind of like the typical leader stuff, leadership roles you would see in school environments.
That's really, really interesting. Yeah. A quality of ESTJs too is sometimes they get volunteered for leadership positions. So they may not even pick it. People are just like, they smell like a leader. All right, do you want to do this thing? And the ESTJ is like, oh, okay, if you want me to do it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Cool. How does your type journey look like? How did you figure out your type? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I, like most people, First took the test on 16 personalities, and I remember getting an ESTJ type there because, you know, the lady, she was very memorable, the logo, I guess, for ESTJs. And then I just took it on other sites like 16, or not 16, sorry, I just said that, like Saki Norva and, oh, I forgot what that other one was, but it's also has a good reputation of typing people kind of well, I guess. I mean, 16 personalities is a different story, but yeah, on all of those, I think I got ESTJ, but more recently I have been getting ISTJ, specifically on Saki Norva, I guess. So yeah, that's kind of like my type journey. It's not that detailed, pretty much just like ESTJ to questioning, I guess.
Yeah, I find that that happens a lot. Sometimes extroverts will test out as extroverted, and then they'll slowly get introverted results because it's your personality naturally balancing itself. So it's like, oh, you know what? I'm individuating. And so both the introverted and the extroverted side of me is becoming more balanced. And so now I'm scoring more on the introvert side. That's like growth to the other side. Yeah. Yeah. And also with ESTJs, their form of extroversion isn't necessarily talking with people. Yeah. It's more of, like you were talking about, control, but logical control and order with the things around you to kind of make things work.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be efficient and effective and to get things done. Mm-hmm. How much do you like ESTJ memes online?
ESTJ memes? I mean, I guess the general public views ESTJ types or just STJ types in general with not so positive perspectives, I feel like. However, I feel like that's mainly the way you view it if you don't know STJ types on like a personal level. Like, I can relate to those memes most definitely, but it's not like, I guess, more fun when you compare to other types, like, I don't know, NFP types, I guess. And the stereotypes often follow, which honestly, I think is fine. Generally, they do match the personality type, those stereotypes, I guess. But yeah, I actually did recently do a survey on my channel. And although like my audience isn't really like that interested in MBTIs, I found that most of the least favorite types were STJ types. And I just found that really interesting.
Do they know that you identify as an STJ type?
Like most of them do.
Interesting. Yeah. I think most people who don't really like that type don't have personal experience with that type like you're talking about, because they're not like all the memes make them out to be sometimes. Like they have a soul. They're nice. That's all you'll have. Some ESTJs who sometimes mistype as a feeler version of their type too, because they're nice and kind. And so,
yeah.
But you can still be a nice and kind ESTJ. Those things are totally compatible as well.
I feel like that's a very like common stereotype. Nice people F, mean people T.
Yeah, but it ain't true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with some ESTJs, they can be very sociable. So they're going to be nice just by their gregariousness too. So it's unexpected, but it's true. What are some things you'd like people to know about ESTJs?
Without ESTJs, the world would probably not run, just because I guess J types in general, and although they aren't viewed with the most positive light, I feel like, yeah, they get the work done and they do what they need to do.
It's true. Yeah, the world would be in flames. Nothing would be stable. Nothing would be predictable. Nothing would be made in a way that worked. At least that is the dystopia when you don't have certain types. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some stereotypes of the ESTJ you would like to correct in some ways? And what are some stereotypes that are true for you?
I guess, like we talked about, like T types in general being viewed as like no emotions, you know, I guess, ironically, an empath. And I just feel like that's very not true, I guess. Just because you're like an ESTJ doesn't mean you don't, like, you only care about yourself, I guess. Oh yeah, that's another stereotype, like narcissistic, I guess, which, you know, could be true for some people, but I don't think it's like that common, I guess. Mm-hmm. And what's true about the ESTJ stereotypes would be they do like control, I guess. Yeah, I think that's kind of like the common theme of ESTJs, I guess. I guess that's how I would view it.
Yeah, control is true. So, you know, extroverted thinking is all about external objects and making sure that they're running smoothly. And so mm-hmm. here are some goals, here are some projects, and I want to be able to reach the end result or the end goal in a way that is good, that is productive. And so you do kind of have to control things to get a desirable end result.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that just means that, like you said, you help the world run. What is some advice you would give to ESTJs?
Oh, I was not prepared for this question. Let's see. Advice? I would say maybe be a little bit more approachable in the sense, like, I feel like often you can kind of sense an ESTJ just because of the way they talk or the way that they present themselves, I guess. But in most scenarios, that's not like the most approachable thing just because of how honest ESTJ types are. And I feel like that's one thing I would say.
Interesting. So how do you think ESTJs typically carry themselves? You talked about how they have a certain way of talking or carrying themselves. So I wonder, what do you think that would be?
Kind of like you said, like with confidence and definitely self-assurance. To be honest, I don't really know other ESTJs that I've seen, or I guess they were mistyped as ESTJs. Like they do not really give off ESTJ vibes. But yeah, with confidence, assurance, I already said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can place your trust in them to be able to lead the situation or that they know what they're doing. It's like, you're able to speak like you're a good resource for whatever situation. So people have confidence in your abilities. That's awesome. I'd also love to have you one day on my ESTJ panels too, if you'd be willing.
Yeah, like the different types. Oh my God, I saw those.
Yeah. You can meet other ESTJs too. And you can learn about the type as well. So you don't have to do research on it. You can just learn from the panels.
Yeah.
Yay. And I'll also help just show off your channel too, because it's sparkly and amazing. And Irene's a high schooler and her channel is 80,000 subscribers. She's making it in life. Whoa, this girl's going places.
Thank you for saying that.
Literally famous.
Oh my God, I just feel like I'm just like compliments everywhere.
And so I was wondering, what websites do you like the ESTJ descriptions from?
Honestly, I feel like descriptions are similar in a sense. Like I can relate to like some sections of it. And I guess the first one that I was introduced to was 16 Personalities. And I feel like I really resonated with that description. And although that website isn't really known for the best, typings, but I think descriptions are pretty accurate.
Yeah, with 16 personalities, the rule of thumb I kind of use with that test is if someone gets one of the introvert or intuitive types, they might be mistyped. So if they're INFJ, INTJ, INFP, or INTP, and they get that on the test, they may be mistyped because it has a bias towards the introvert types and the intuitive types. But if you score outside of that, like you score extrovert or sensing, it's likely to have gotten you right. Because the test is skewed towards introvert and intuitive. So if you don't get that, it's probably right about the categorization it has you as. Fun fact, that's how you, ways you can interpret the 16 personality results.
Mm-hmm. Like, so if someone gets
ESTP, ESFP, ESFJ, ESTJ, they're probably typed correctly on the test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More likely than not.
I see so many like mistyped INFJs on 16 personalities, which kind of makes sense.
It's true. It's mm-hmm. true. Yeah. If it's an introvert intuitive type, it's suspect. But if you get an extrovert or sensing type, it's probably right. Mm-hmm. The more you know. And so it seems like MBTI is growing really popular in Korea, and I believe you're Korean. And so I'm wondering, why do you believe that phenomena is happening?
It's a really good question. I feel like just because Koreans really like to oversimplify MBTIs in a sense, like not really caring about the functions, just kind of like relying on the stereotypes of each type. And you know what? It is fun. I mean, that's why I enjoy MBTIs myself, but like it's interesting categorizing yourself as one thing and like being a part of this, like let's say ENFP community, which seems to be quite big in Korea. So yeah, that kind of
That's amazing. Maybe a lot of the Korean celebrities are demonstrating their test results too. And so people are starting to catch on because they're like, my favorite K-pop star took this test. Yeah. And so take this test too. Cool. Mm-hmm. Do they have 16 personalities in Korean, or do they take a different kind of test instrument?
They mainly do 16 personalities, just translated.
Whoa. Wait, is there a translated version?
Yeah, there is actually. I think Sakyeon also has a translated, but that one's like Google translated.
Mind equals blown.
Yeah, it's how I got my parents to do it.
That's amazing. There's a huge untapped area of MBTI lovers in the Korean area that we could all expand to. Because, the more the merrier in this whole typology fest. And so it's quite interesting. You're actually into MBTI and you're an ESTJ type. And they're not known for liking type or being interested in type. So I was wondering, what was like the moment that made you like it or the reason why you hype it?
Really good question, because I do not even remember myself. I don't even know. Yeah. Sorry, what was your question again?
My question was, the ESTJ type's not always known for being into type theory. So I wonder what intrigues you about it?
I think what's intriguing is like the joy of guessing someone's type and then getting it right. I just think that's very satisfying, and it almost is like, wow, this is actually kind of really cool. And I do this with like just people I know in general, or just movie characters or show characters, and that part definitely is kind of my favorite part of MBTIs, although I don't exactly remember when I first started liking MBTIs or when I was like, oh, this is definitely going to be my thing. I don't recall that.
Really interesting. That does really teach people in the community, because then if we want to get more ESTJs into type, we have to bring more fictional characters into it, or more people that you can type, like actually bring it into the real world concrete that you can apply it in some way. If we want to get more people involved, because that's one of the points that you really loved about type. So any final thoughts, Irene? Anything you'd like to talk about concerning ESTJs or type or final anythings?
Although I was not very educated in MBTI functions specifically, I did really have a fun time talking to you about MBTIs. It's fun talking to someone about this topic, as I don't really know anyone in my life that I can really talk to about MBTIs. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's nice to have you on. And once again, Irene's channel is linked below. If you like all things K-pop, feel free to check it out. And I'd love to stay in touch with you and invite you back to some panels with STJ types. Yay, cool. Awesome. And so I like K-pop casually. Watching your videos has been a really fun time. You really bring up the entertainment with all of your videos, so thank you.
Who do you enjoy listening to?
Blackpink's good. That's solid. Mm-hmm. Cool. And so if you love Korean everything, feel free to check Irene out. And so thanks everyone for watching. I'll see you all in the next episode. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.